Tuesday night, Aseres Meitshuva, Tov Shinayin Aleph. Chodesh Al Modos, Shara Bitochon, Perek Chamishi, Page Kuf Samach. He's talking about a list of differences between the Baal Bitochon and non-Baal Bitochon. And he's up to number 7, that the Baal Bitochon is not, reacts differently to frustration when he's not able to acquire or have what he wants to acquire or have. Shabbateach al Hashem on page Kuf Samach. Lo yitzta'er. It can be disappointed. Disappointed doesn't mean tsar, right? Tsar is tsar. He's pained. Al ihasogas drishosav. Below al heder olav. If he something geshmak, he can't have it. Below yetzar motzui. Below yidag, he won't worry. Laharbus al kalkolos yomo. That he has to save. He has to do more than he needs. But vishenu matrid atzmo, he doesn't obsess. Means he's not, his mind isn't taken up with b'meshiyil amachroso, what's going to be tomorrow. There's nothing wrong with saving. You see, the lashonos he uses is not to obsess, not to be overly concerned, not to be worried about it, not to be pained by it. Kivicheni yodea es bokitzo, he doesn't even know. Like he laughs. He says, "Who says, you know, you do this whole thing and then your kids have a nice Yerusha, that's all. No chiyuv to leave your kids a nice Yerusha. At least that's what I tell my kids. V'yiftach al Hashem al arichus yomo. He should have bitachon, he should rely on Hashem to give him years of life. We've learned throughout the Chayim Haldavos, once Hashem gives you life, you're guarantee that you'll be able to live, right? The Zeman Kalkuloso. So again, what does guaranteed mean? Of course, a person can starve to death, just like a person can die of a heart attack, and a person can get killed, and a person can be in a plane crash, and a person can be in a car crash. But these are unusual gzeiros misa that people have. But the promise, so to speak, if you'll have life, you'll have the wherewithal to live life. You'll be basically healthy, you'll be basic, you'll have sustenance, etc. V'yiftach al Hashem al arichus yomo v'zimun kalkoloso, that he'll have parnoso, umuzono bohem, v'eno someach lo'osid, he's not giddy about the future, v'lo mitzta'er olav, and he's not worried about the future. K'maymer akosav al tishal al b'yom mochor, ki lo seydam mayelad mayulad yom, mayelad lom, you don't know what's going to be tomorrow, don't live in the future. People spend a lot of their lives living in the future. Again, he's mayrich about this more in the last perek, or maybe next to the last perek in Shara Bitochon, where people live in the future, and they never have a chance to live, and they don't enjoy life. They say, right? That's l'chshe. They say, I have to earn more money. I mean, it takes on different forms, but the concept we're all very familiar with, that people are workaholics, and they work over. And then you say, how come you don't learn more? How come you don't learn? How come you don't ever say the limud? They say, I don't have time, I'm at work. But they're only at work that much because they feel they're earning more than they need, but they're putting away, or they're worried, or they want to have a nest egg, or whatever the case may be. Fava ben Sira, al teira letzoras mochar. Don't live in the future worried about tomorrow. Ki lo seida mayelad yom. You don't even know what's going to be today. You spent all of this energy worried about what's going to be, and it just turned out that it wasn't a problem. Nothing happened. You were just worried about the future. You know what you should be worried about? He said, you should be, if a person wants to be worried, he says, I have something for you to be worried about. Ve'en da'agosu v'tzaro, ela al'i milu chayvosov l'fnei Hashem. You should be worried about if you're doing enough mitzvahs, if you're davening properly, if you're making brachos with kavana, if you're learning enough, if you're fulfilling your obligations to the Almighty. That's what you should be worried about. Oh, that makes sense to be worried. Now you should, maybe I'm going to die, and I'm going to have to give a din v'cheshbon about how I'm living. That's worthy of worry. V'yishtadu l'mali kol mashehu yochol mehen b'neglehu u'b'matzpuno, both chovos ha'evorim and chovos ha'levavos, mitoch t'chush ha'smovis. You want to worry about dying? Yeah, Chazal said you should worry about dying. When they said, shuv yom echad l'fnei misoscha, do tshuva the day before you die, they were saying essentially, so Chazal says, I have no problem. Don't worry you're going to, right? You should worry you're going to die. Worry you're going to die that you'll do tshuva today, because maybe you'll die tomorrow. V'chaloi sa'ason. V'hine, because what turns out, psychologically what happens, pachto, v'biya samodis olav, instead of worried about how you're going to pay for something in 20 years, worried that you're going to die tomorrow. That will cause you, most of lochizuk, the zeros, to put your act together in ruchnius. To worry, to prepare your lunch pack, to prepare your provisions for that long, long journey you have ahead of you. It's a very, very long journey. It lasts forever. And you have to have provisions for that journey that's going to last forever. So you'll start packing today, right? If you think, oh boy, I might start taking that trip tomorrow, you'll start packing today. This is not a joke. This is what Chazal said. Don't worry so much. So this is just to put it in the focus and in the context of what the Chavis Halavis is talking about in this perek. This is the seventh difference. The not Baal Bitachon is worried about how he's going to pay for vacation next summer. What's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? How's he going to afford another child? How's he going to pay for chveis? He's worried. People are worried about this, by the way. They really are. That you'd have to be talking about. What you should worry about is that you're dying tomorrow, and you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon of how you're living today. And the Gemara in Shabbos explains that pithy statement, Yoshev Hayom, so he'll end up doing tshuva every day. Shema Yomus Lamachar, but Nimsa Kol Yomu B'tshuva, Kedichsev B'cholei, Siyu B'godecha Levonim. So the Boteach Bashem is not worried about the future, he's worried about tomorrow. He might die, that's what he's focused on. B'sheinu Boteach Al Hashem, but the not Boteach, so he Rav Daigus Machmas Ritzifus Yisiriyaz Man Olav. He's worried about all sorts of things, and he's projecting into the future what might happen, what maybe will happen, and what he has to guard against. V'yipoktul o'dvorim o'huvim olav, v'yayodru mimenu d'rishosav, and he's afraid he won't have the things he wants. He won't be able to afford whatever he's planning. V'yochin mechetzei olam azeharbei, and he'll accumulate possessions. Ki'ilu hu batuach, as if he doesn't have to worry that they'll get stolen from him. He doesn't have to worry that he'll lose them, he'll have to sell them off. He just amasses rechush. The sorrow mimenu emezos, he doesn't think about dying. If he would think about dying, he wouldn't spend his time accumulating wealth. He's afraid he's going to become poor. He's afraid he won't be able to afford this. He's afraid of all sorts of things that he's projecting in the future. But he's not worried about that he'll die. Uchilu ain kates liyamov. Right? He has the T-shirt that says, I plan on living forever. So far, so good. Or the Chafetz Chaim used to talk about, or Michel Salanter, I think. I'm not sure which. Talked about that he belongs to the non-dyers club. All the people that die, they belong to a dying club. But he's in the non-dying club. He has no plans to die. V'chayav lo yitamu, he has no. V'lo yichlu. Minasale me'achriso, he totally ignores the shortness of life. This is very depressing. It's good to learn this. V'nitrad binyoni olam hazeh, he's busy with olam hazeh. Milahabit binyoni doso. You see, this is Yira, my friends. This is maybe not the way they teach that's taught nowadays, but it's very, very powerful lesson that Chazal teach us. Shuv yomecha lefnei misascha, shema tomas lamachar, They want you to think about dying. At what age you should start being mechanech your children? So nowadays they would absolutely forbid you to teach this to children, and maybe they're right. You don't want a kid, but at what age? Maybe at age 15, 18. It's already, he's mature enough to start thinking on, along these terms. If he becomes, you know, OC, and a chanam, what? Obsessive compulsive and a chanami, then you got a problem. If Chazal's suggestion of think you may die tomorrow makes a person freak out and he becomes dysfunctional and a chanami, then we have to go to a mental health professional. Chazal obviously held that a normal person can handle realizing that taka. I mean, people die all the time, and everybody says, "What? I can't believe it! Oh man, I was just talking to him yesterday." I mean, this is what happens, right? So Chazal felt a normal person can handle it. We're talking about normal people. Could be there's less normal people than there used to be. That could be. But a normal person should be able to handle it. Now we don't talk to kids about Gehenna or about dying, or I don't know. I haven't dealt with kids. I never dealt with kids. Maybe, but at 15 and 18, before they get married, they should be able to handle such a thing. Maybe it's good to take them to cemeteries. They should see that people die. Kids get introduced to death anyway, gradually. Grandparents die. Great-grandparents die.
Video games.
What?
Video games, like killing people all day long.
Nah, Adirabba, that takes them away from aimless mothers, because they don't really, it's not real.
I think kids nowadays are more exposed to death than before.
Why?
Turn on the news, everything on the news.
But not the way Chazal wanted you. Chazal wanted you to be exposed to it as a chizuk to get your act together in Ruchnius. They didn't want you to have nightmares at night that you're going to die. They wanted you to be aware of the possibility. They meant it for mature people, normal people. They didn't mean it as a paranoia to think you're going to die tomorrow. They weren't telling everybody to be paranoiac. They were telling people to consider, you know, because most, there's definitely a significant number of people that die that people's reaction when they hear about it is, "What? I can't believe it. I just saw him yesterday. I was just talking to him. How could he have died?" So,
most people don't consider their own mortality to begin with.
That's exactly what he's saying. That you just said over the Chazal was saying, that most people don't consider their own mortality. They think they belong to the non-dyers club. That the Satan, the Malachamava, signs up everybody, but he somehow escaped. He doesn't belong to it. Kilu and Kaisli Yama b'chayev lo yitamu. He doesn't consider his own mortality. But he's not giving Musa, like this whole Musa rant is like a tangential to his point. His point is that the Baal Bitochon worries differently than the not Baal Bitochon. He's talking about the prototype Baal Bitochon and the prototype not Baal Bitochon, because he wants to, right, that's what this parak was about. What is the difference between the two? So here, number seven is what they worry about. The not Baal Bitochon is worried about how he's going to be able to afford something taking place 3 years from now. How is he going to be able to pay for this? In case his kid needs braces, how is he going to pay for it? How is he going to ever pay for summer camp? What's going to be when he has another kid and he needs another room? And this is what he's focused on. And this is what he worries about the whole time. And the Baal Bitochon is worried about one thing only. He has Bitochon and Hashem. Hashem's going to take care of him. Doesn't have to worry. What?
Worry or concern about the Lel Haba also living in the future?
But that's... He's not against living in the future. He's saying the Baal Bitachon worries about one thing, worries about dying and having to give a din v'cheshbon to Hashem, and therefore he puts his act together in Ruchnius. He's not worried about temporal things because he has Bitachon in Hashem. Now there's no Bitachon regarding your own Ruchnius. You know, when Chazal said worry about dying, they didn't mean in the sense of, like, you know, worry about dying and don't go on a bus, and worry about dying and don't go on a plane. And what, they weren't talking about that. Avadi, you have to have bitachon that you're going to live a normal lifespan too. So it's taka just a trick to realize that one day the person is going to die. If it's not tomorrow, it's the next day. That's what he's bringing out. So let's vote. My daughter bought a house on Reviva. An Angilo, whatever. So, and she has a job in Kiryat Sefer, high tech. And she can't get it. Meanwhile, she's not getting a job here. And she lives in Sanhedrin. And her lease is up in Sanhedrin. So let's vote. What does Bitochon Mechaibra do? She can't stay in the apartment she's in now. Baruch Hashem, it's too small for her. So if she would move, it would be a big jump in rent, huge jump. She owns the house here. The buses from here to, she works now in Kiryat Sefer. The buses from here to Kiryat Sefer are horrendous, terrible. It's not Nogaya. It takes twice as long as the trip, and the hours, it just doesn't work. So here are the choices. So her lease is coming up in 6 weeks. Her lease is up. And she has to give notice to the tenant living in the house here that she owns. It's only fair. She can't give less than... She has to decide by the end of this week. She has to give the guy notice. So what should she do? So today, she just told me before, she decided that she's not bitachon. She owns a house here. She's going to move here. And she... She's hopefully in 6 weeks, we're talking, something will work. She needs a ride to Kiryat Sefer, in other words. Somebody, so far she says, she must have talked to 100 people already. No one goes from Beit Shemesh to Kiryat Sefer. I told her to put out on the lists. Anybody, maybe she can get a ride. It's ridiculous. By a car, it's 25 minutes. 25 minutes. She doesn't have a license, she doesn't have a car. She said the company would maybe help her buy a car. Anyway, so what is Bitochon Mechayev? That's what we're talking about. What is Bitochon? So she decided she's going to move here because that's a normal thing to do. She owns a house here. And then it'll work out. Either something will come up here in Mage, whatever. They have some high-tech companies here. Either something will come up here or she'll get a ride. Or maybe Bitachon should say that she should continue renting where she lives now. I mean, now also she travels every day from Yerushalayim to Kiryat Sefer, but at least the buses are very gishmak, very direct, and a lot of them, and whatever time you want, there's a bus, no problem. But you can't afford a bigger house. So maybe Bitachon says she should stay where she is now, and she should, and Hashem will, she'll be able to afford it.
Bitachon says she should rent in Kiryat Sefer.
She should what?
Rent in Kiryat Sefer. Rent in Kiryat Sefer.
She should rent in Kiryat Sefer.
She could be near her children, spend more time with her family.
That's not Bitachon. Because she hates the idea of living in Kiryat Sefer. So that's not Bitachon, that's Yisurim. Bitachon is live where you want to live.
Right.
And Bitachon is that things will work out. You're saying she should... That's not Bitachon. You're saying don't have Bitachon and go B'davka, like torture yourself because you're afraid that things won't work out and therefore go live near where you work. If she would have a car and a drive, so it's a 20-minute drive. That's not a 25, 30 minutes. What's 30 minutes? I know someone that goes from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh every day. By bus, an hour and 5 minutes. Oh, I know. In the morning he goes by car. By car, it's like 40 minutes tops. Anyway, I don't have bitachon as much as she does. I gave this whole speech in case anyone knows of someone that goes to Kiryat Sefer every day. If you know anyone going to Kiryat Sefer every day, I have someone that would join in and pay expenses.
From a bitachon?
What?
From a bitachon perspective, can she ask her boss if she can work from home a couple of days a week?
If she could work with it.
I'm not sure what she
No, does. She can't. She said what she does, she has to be there. She assumed for the last year that they would transfer her to Matrix here. But she's involved in a project, and they're not hiring here. It's shut. Like, they're not hiring. So she says things will work out. Anyway, that's what the Baal Bitachon about. I'm very proud of her.
Put out the list?
What?
Has she put it out on the list?
About the ride?
Yeah.
No, she just made her Bitachon decision this morning. I have to write to Arya Sonnenberg how to put things out on the list. I didn't do that yet. And I said, you know, I don't even think this. She's fluent in Hebrew and English. So I said, there's Hebrew lists too. Like, I don't even think of those things. There must be Hebrew lists. I just know about English lists. I'm sure there's Hebrew lists. No? There must be Hebrew lists. Or people that talk Hebrew don't have internet.
There isn't much in the Hebrew lists.
Okay, anyway, so that's what it's talking about. We were talking about it this morning. So that's what the Chaim Soloveitchik's point is. That the Baal Bitachon is not worried about those things. He's relying on Hashem that things will work out. Kemuvan, if there's makom for it to work out. You know. Okay, and the not Baal Bitachon is worried about that. And you know what the not Baal Bitachon has Bitachon is? He's like laughing at the guy. The not Baal Bitachon has Bitachon. He's going to live forever. That is Bitachon. He sort of assumes he's going to live forever and he's never going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. And he's worried about what's going to be 20 years from now because he assumes he's going to live for 20 years. The Rebbe Tikvozov Binyanov, the Sibui Lechizer Tikvozov Lanyani Achris. Page Kuf Samachalif, the first line. V'chash, I want to finish the parak. V'chasher yochichenu mochiach, and if someone dares give him musr, v'yazireu mazir, v'yomar lo, ad mosay tesalim, how can you ignore melahabit al tzedos v'vinyoni achrisecha? How can you ignore, like, you're gonna die someday. Like, how could you, people are workaholics, people take on second jobs, and they do all sorts of things. I'm not talking about to make ends meet. To make ends meet, you have a chiyuv to do your hishtadlus to make ends meet. That's a chiyuv. We talked about that before. To make ends meet, you have to, that's hishtadlus, to work enough to make ends meet. So a lot of people don't make ends meet, especially in Israel. So I think what they say, that's still true, that statistic. More than half the workers don't earn enough to make ends meet. The Israeli worker, you don't remember, it was in the newspaper. There was a survey, over 50% of the country's population don't earn enough to make ends meet. Your average Israeli worker that gets paid in shkolim, except maybe they only took the survey on the books. They didn't cheshbon off the books. Yomar, he'll get mad at you if you give him musar. He says, when I have enough money in the bank to last for me and my child's college education and the weddings of my children and buying them apartments, then I'll be able to sit and learn. I know people who are working for their grandchildren. Not me. My wife's working for our grandchildren. I'm not working. At Sofia Menu, you're laughing at these words, but I mamish know people in Muncie that are totally, like, that are working for their grandchildren. Like, they're working, like, Ostanua. Then I'll stop worrying about Olam Hazeh, the Espana, and I'll be free. Lamali Chovosa Vifnei Hashem. When I have enough money in the bank for my parnosa, my children's parnosa, and their children's parnosa, at sof yomenu, va'abit l'nyani tzedosa liyomosi. Okay.